Josh Thomas and Lachie Keefe faced the press today. They read statements and then they got up and departed. Gary Pert took it from there, the Collingwood CEO. He joins us on the line right now. Welcome to you, Gary. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Dwayne.
It was kind of good to see the players admit what went on, put their hand up, say we got it wrong, we apologise, and hopefully the Collingwood Football Club might have an opening to help them back into footy at some stage.
Yeah, I think that was important, and right from the start, once the guys realised what had happened, which is they'd taken a performance-enhancing drug accidentally after making a very poor decision to consume illicit drugs, at no point did they not take full responsibility, and then it was just about what do we need to do from here, and yes, because of the quality of the young men, we're giving them some light at the end of the tunnel to potentially play again.
Purdy, you've been at the forefront of raising the alarm about illicit drug use in AFL football, and you're not talking about just your own team, you're talking about right around the competition. The greatest alarm for me about this, outside of simply taking the illicit drug, was the time they took it. It was 1 week from getting really serious before the NAB Cup starts, for memory. It was after a training camp, I think it was. And you think to yourself, well, if you were going to take it, the excuse has always been a couple of beers or when they're drunk on end-of-season camps. But this is basically saying this is part and parcel of a lifestyle if you're prepared to experiment or at least abuse that close to a footy season.
Yeah, Jared, I must admit I find it amazing as well. And the reality is the numbers show us, and this is where we've talked about this volcanic behaviour before, that the players are very disciplined during the period while they're playing and in a very structured, disciplined environment around the club. But as soon as they go into the off-season and the pre-season, they make very different decisions. And again, the statistics show that, and this is no different. So I'm just as amazed as you are.
I've spoken to a number of people involved at player welfare level at clubs about this. Their gut feeling is different to Paul Marsh's, that behaviours haven't changed with this policy. What's your thoughts?
Oh, look, I talk to a lot of players, not only from our club, but the other clubs, and I talk to the CEOs and coaches, and the reality is with the current policy where if you do get a strike and there's not a lot of tests, so there is a chance that you won't be detected, but if you are, it's kept confidential and you just end up a stat on the sheet at the AFL. And that's clearly just not enough pressure on the players when they're making these key decisions. And we want to get it to a point where the consequences are bigger. So when players have to make those decisions, they say, it's not worth it, I don't want to take the risk, and the answer's no.
Is there much support for just simply putting it into a standard player contract and having hair testing done four times a year that covers the full 12 months?
Yeah, and look, I think those sort of suggestions have come up, and I think they're very reasonable, and it's about these young men, these young athletes being role models and saying, when I accept to play AFL football, I accept a whole lot of disciplines on field, but I'll also accept a whole lot of disciplines off field. And so that point has been raised, and I think it should be one of the discussion points. And the players, they get a lot out of their experience as AFL footballers, a lot of money and a lot of opportunities, but they have to actually accept some of the responsibilities and accountability as well.
Hey, Gary, just with Josh and Lachie next year, can they play football at a lower level? They can't?
No, they can't play any sport at all.
Yeah. So what's the plan?
Apart from getting personal trainers, they can't be around the club, they can't play in any organised sport, not only AFL football, for really the next 18 months.
So they can't even pick up a tennis racket for their local tennis club?
Well, one of the players actually asked Asada if they could join in a touch football game with a few group of mates against another organised group of just local young men, and Asada said no. So they're very strict and clear that this is a total suspension.
Gary, been great to have you on. I'm glad it was all clarified today. Are you going to put them on the rookie list at the end of next year, or are you going to wait till the suspension and do it the following year?
No, we'll put them on straight away. We've been up front. We don't want to be playing any games on this. We want to give the guys some light at the end of the tunnel, and we'll pick them up if they choose to put themselves in the draft. They'll be off our primary list, but we'll look, if they're available, to put them onto our rookie list.
Before their suspension is even up?
Yeah, that's right.
Great stuff. Gary, thanks for your time. Gary Perk, Collingwood CEO.